Brandon Farzad is one of four candidates running for mayor of Newark. The aerospace engineer has lived in Newark for 6 years and says he brings fresh new ideas to the race. Brandon, thank you so much for being here with me today. Why are you running for mayor?
I'm running for mayor for a few reasons. When I first moved here, you know, life was good, everything was great, but I started to notice some little issues with the city. I noticed some disorganization. Namely, when they were considering building a power plant over at the Star campus, I was in town when that happened, and I saw how that whole thing unfolded. You know, it was strange to me that it took, you know, it was that late in the process before the community was able to actually stand up and fight against it. So that's when I first started getting interested. And as the years have gone on, you know, now I'm a homeowner, and I'm starting to see, you know, as far as living in the community, it's I like life here. You know, the taxes are low, the services are great. But again, when I look at city council and I see how they conduct themselves, there are so many inefficiencies. And I don't know exactly why that's happening, but as I've been watching them, I'm beginning to come up with, you know, my ideas of why I think that is. And I think one of the main reasons may be because there is a lack of connective tissue, so to speak, that will kind of get them to focus on an issue and stop with senseless debating. So after I had seen that, I decided, you know, it's enough is enough. I can't sit back and watch this anymore, so I'm going to do something about it. So, you know, my girlfriend works at the Delaware State House of Representatives. She's been supporting me. I told her I wanted to do it. She said it was, you know, probably a really good idea. I should go for it. And her and a bunch of the other folks that work in that office have been helping me out.
So what qualifies you for the job of mayor?
So what I believe makes me a qualified candidate is a number of things. I've been around politics my whole life. My grandfather was a mayor of a city of over 1 million people. All of my friends work for either the House of Representatives office or some other form of Delaware state government. So I've kind of been around it, you know, for a while. So I'm familiar with how everything works. And then as far as technical qualifications, I believe it's really hard to put your finger on exactly what you need to be a mayor in any city specifically, because it depends on who's council. You know, the mayor in our city should kind of be able to understand everyone on council or be able to fill the gaps. And if you have a well-diversified council, you know, if you had a perfectly diversified council, you wouldn't need a mayor, right? But it's the mayor's job to kind of bring everyone together, be able to understand everyone. And so I think I can do that. I have 2 engineering degrees and a master's in business. And I think that, you know, working with government contractors, working on multi-million dollar projects, you know, this is nothing new for me. This is what I do every day. And so, you know, when we have someone who brings a proposition for a small business, I can understand that. When we have someone who brings a proposition that will change, you know, the way of life for homeowners, I can understand that too. I'm a homeowner myself. Oh, and one other thing I forgot to mention, I grew up in a small business family. So, you know, my father, he's been starting businesses since I can remember. He's had pizza shops and pawn shops and catering businesses and small automobile, I don't think you would call them dealerships, but, you know, he used to buy and sell cars. So I've been around that my whole life, and so I understand the small businesses in Newark as well. So I think I can kind of speak for everyone that I would be representing. I can at least understand them a little bit, you know.
So what issues are important to you, and specifically what kind of change would you want to make in Newark?
There's a few things. Number one, I want to help to focus city council. Now, I realize that no one person can do that, but if you would have to choose a person whose job it was to do that, I say it would be the mayor. And so I'm used to working with very diverse groups of people with different skill sets, And, I'm used to working with a lot of type A types of personalities, which is usually what you get, you know, in leadership roles. And so I think, you know, if I can understand where they're coming from, I think I can get everyone a little bit more focused. And I'm not saying this just because I think we need city council meetings to go faster, not for the sake of just making them faster. That's not the point. The point is so that we can make logical decisions, you know, and the result is, yes, okay, maybe the meetings will go a little quicker, but that's not the point. The point is to eliminate this pointless debating and keep everyone focused on the task at hand, which is making an educated decision about whatever proposition is in front of them and then voting on it. Another thing I'd like to work on is I'm noticing there is still a bit of a disconnect between the city and the university. And while there are some members of council that, you know, are doing a very good job at communicating with the university, the fact remains not everyone on council is as involved. And I believe the reason is there may be a lack of trust between certain members of council and the university officials. I believe this is true. And I think that every person we put on council, every additional person who's trustworthy and willing to, you know, understand where the university is coming from and work with them and not try to push or fight on anything, every additional person we put on council who can think that way is better for the city. So when I become mayor, we'll have one more. And, you know, this may be low-hanging fruit, but the fact that we still don't have a city manager is a bit of an issue. Over the past few weeks, I've been unraveling the details through numerous interviews of why this is. And while the specific details are not technically public information, I believe that it again stems from a lack of focus. What needed to be done was, you know, council needed to come together and agree on a list of requirements. What are we looking for in a city manager? Okay, now you can say they did or you can say they didn't. Now from that, they got a number of candidates. I don't know how many, but a lot. And from there, what you do is you have your list of requirements, you have your candidates, you pick the best person for the job. Now, I believe city code says you have to pick a city manager within 60 days. Now, I think there are some loopholes in there, but the point remains, you know, it was intended to be, they were intended to follow that rule for a reason. If you are without a city manager for too long, not only does that look awful from the outside, but now you're going to lose any cohesion you have, you know, between council and staff, because now staff is going to lose trust in you. So, you know, maybe it could be done in 60 days, maybe not, but I'll tell you what, 2 years, not on my book. That's not going to happen if I'm mayor.
So then my last question is, why are you running now for mayor?
Well, I'm running now because Polly is retiring, and I feel that this is my best chance. The last time there was a mayoral election, I probably, you know, could have ran. But would I have felt comfortable? Probably not. Now I feel like I'm ready. Oh, also, with Polly leaving, it leaves a void for someone who's charismatic and friendly. I'm not saying the other candidates aren't. I'm just saying when you lose her, she's quite a personality. You know, I know her. She's great to talk to. She's really great, very active in the community, very friendly person. When you eliminate that person, it's going to be tough to fill her shoes. And, you know, I wouldn't say I am the most extroverted guy in the world, especially compared to her, but I do really enjoy meeting new people. I love learning from everyone. And, I don't know if that's something that Polly feels. I think it probably is. But I don't think that adaptation to change is something that the other candidates will be able to do as strongly as I can.
That was Brandon Farzad, candidate for mayor of Newark. He'll face three other candidates in the election on April 9th. I'm Sophia Schmidt for Delaware.